Today's shiur is Perek Sheni Mehilchos Machalos Asuros, the second chapter of the laws concerning forbidden foods. Halacha Aleph, paragraph 1. Miklal shenemar, v'chol behema mafresas parsa v'shirsa shesa shtei perasas malas geira, shomea ani, shekol she'ena malas geira u'mafresas parsa asura. From the general rule, the Torah says in the book of Deuteronomy, and every beast that has split hooves and has the hoof cloven in two, and chews the cud among the beasts, that you are allowed to eat. From that verse it follows that any animal which does not chew the cud and has no cloven hooves is forbidden. V'lav haba miklal asei aseihu, and any negative commandment that is derived and deduced from a positive commandment has the same force as a positive commandment. That means that it's not as strong as a negative commandment. So from this we know that any animal that is not kosher, because it does not have split hooves and does not chew its cud, is forbidden by virtue of a positive commandment. But the Rambam then continues to add to this. Uva gamul uva chazir uva arnevus uva shafa nemar ezel lo tochlu mimali hagere umimafrisi haparse begomer hare lamalita shehem belotase. Now, with regard to the camel, the pig, the hare, and the coney, Scripture says, the Torah says, in the book of Deuteronomy, nevertheless, these ye shall not eat of them that only chew the cud, or of them that only have the hoof cloven, etc. From which you learn that they are prohibited by a negative commandment. V'yafol pi sheyesh behem simun echad, v'koshkin shar behem etmeya v'chaya etmeya, she'ein ba simun klal. And even though that these four animals have at least one of the two signs, how much more so that it would apply to other unclean animals and unclean beasts that have no signs whatsoever. She'isar achilasam below tase, yeser al aseh haba miklal oso techelu. That the prohibition to eat all of these unclean animals is a negative commandment above and beyond the inference of the positive commandment from the words, these are the things that you shall eat. In other words, the Rambam is saying that eating an unclean animal constitutes two violations of the Torah's laws. One is an inference of a positive commandment, and one is an outright negative commandment. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2. Lefichach. Kol ha'ochel mipsar behem v'chaya tmeya kezayis lokim min ha'torah, bein sh'ochel min ha'basar, bein sh'ochel min ha'chelev, l'cholak ha'kosuv batmeyim b'imsarim l'chelbam. Therefore, anyone who eats of the meat of an animal, a beast that is unclean, and he eats one olive's worth, the equivalent of an olive, is punishable by a flogging on the authority of the Torah. It's a biblical violation, and this applies whether he ate the meat itself, whether he ate the forbidden fat. The Torah does not make any distinction among unclean animals between the meat and the fat, and even though he would not be guilty of eating unkosher fat, but he would be guilty by eating the fat of eating an unkosher animal. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Ha'adam afo pishenemar bo, vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, eino miklal minechaya balas parsa. Although the Torah says, and man became the soul of a living creature, in the book of Genesis, man does not belong to the species of living creatures which have cloven hooves. Lefichach, eino belotase. Therefore, consuming human flesh is not subject to the negative commandment, because it's not in the same category, because it's not possible to have cloven hooves. And one who eats the flesh of a person, or the fat of a person, whether it's a living person or a dead person, does not get the flogging, the biblical lashes that are administered for someone who violates a negative commandment. However, eating the flesh of a human being is forbidden by deriving an inference from a positive statement in the Torah. Because the Torah enumerates seven types of beasts, and the Torah says concerning them, this is the type of beast that you may eat. From this we deduce that anything that is in addition to these seven types of beasts, one may not eat, and a negative commandment that is inferred from a positive has the weight of a positive commandment. In other words, it is forbidden, but it does not carry the punishment of flogging. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Ha'ochel kezayis mipsar of tamei lokim min ha'torah. One who eats an olive's worth, the equivalent of an olive, of the meat of an unclean bird, is subject to the flogging that is based on the Torah. Shenemar ve'ezelu tishaktsu min ha'of lo yi'achlu, as it is stated in the book of Leviticus, and these you shall have in abomination among the fowls, they shall not be eaten. In other words, it is an outright negative commandment, and therefore it is subject to the flogging. And then the Rambam continues that there is another prohibition as well. V'harei avar al asei. He's also violating the inference of a positive statement. Shenemar kol tzipor tahara tochelu. All clean fowl you shall eat. Ha'tameya lo sochelu. From this we deduce that if it's unclean, one may not eat it. V'chein ha'ochel kazayis medog tamei lo shenemar v'sheket tiyu lechem b'psarim lo sochelu. Similarly, he who eats an olive's equivalent of an unclean fish is also liable to a flogging, as it is stated in the book of Leviticus again, and they shall be an abomination unto you, you shall not eat of their flesh. V'over Allah say, Shnema kola shall lo snape v'kaskeses tochelu, miklal shemisha ein lo snape v'kaskeses lo yachel. Moreover, he's also violating a positive commandment, since the Torah says, whatsoever has fins and scales shall you eat, from which it follows that fish which have no fins and scales may not be eaten. Holo mavita shekol ha'oichel dog tamei o behema v'chaya tamei o'of tamei. Bital mitzvah sasei v'ovra alo taseh. Hence you learn that whoever eats of unclean fish, animal or beast or bird, has both violated the positive commandment by not fulfilling the Torah's requirement to eat only of the clean animals, and also transgresses a negative commandment. Halacha hei, paragraph 5. Chagav tamei harihu b'chal sheret za'of ha'ochel kazayis misheret za'of loke. Shenemar v'chol sheret za'of tamei hu lachem lo ye'echelu. Unclean locusts are included in winged creeping things, and whoever eats an olive's equivalent of a winged creeping thing is liable to a flogging, as it is said in the book of Deuteronomy, and all winged creeping things are unclean unto you, they shall not be eaten. Ve'ezehu sheret za'of, kigon zvuv, o'yitush, v'tzira, u'dvar, v'kiyotze behem. What do we consider to be winged creeping things? The Rambam answers creatures like flies, gnats, hornets, bees, and the like. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Ha'ochel kazayis misheretz ha'aretz loke, shenema v'chol asheretz ha'shoretz, al ha'aretz sheketz hu lo ye'achel. Whoever eats the equivalent of an olive, of the creeping things of the earth, is likewise liable to a flogging, as it is said, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth is an abomination, it shall not be eaten. That is in the book of Leviticus. And the Rambam asks, "Ve'ezehu sheretz ha'aretz kigon nechashim v'akrabim v'chapushis v'nadol v'kiyotze behem." What is considered to be a creeping thing of the earth? And the Rambam answers, creatures like snakes, scorpions, beetles, centipedes, and the like. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Ushmona shratzim hamurim b'torah sheheim hacholid v'ha'achbar v'hatzav v'ha'naka v'ha'koach v'haltav v'ha'chomid v'atinshames ha'ochel b'psarim ka'adasha loke. As for the 8 creeping things which are mentioned in the Torah, the weasel, the mouse, the great lizard, the gecko, the land crocodile, the lizard, the land sand lizard, and the chameleon, that is the book of Leviticus, whoever eats not a olive's worth, but the Rambam says a lentil's worth of their flesh, is liable to a flogging. Why is this so? So the Rambam continues, Shir achilasam kishir tumasam, v'kulam mitztarfim zem zeh b'chadasha. The minimum amount for liability for eating is in this case the same as the minimum amount for rendering a person unclean in the laws of purity and impurity, which is the size of a lentil. And the Rambam continues to state that all of them may combine with one another to make up the lentil's amount. In other words, if you have a little bit of one of the 8 species and a little bit of another, and each one doesn't have the sufficient amount, but combined they do, you would also be liable for the flogging. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. But med dvarim amurim b'sha'ochem mehem achem isasam. Abel ha'chotech eivim menachai min achad mehem v'acholo ein aloka olav atchiyiyu bo kezayis basa. The Rambam qualifies the foregoing halacha. This rule refers to a person who eats of them after they are dead. However, if one cuts a limb from one of them while it is yet alive and eats it, he is not liable to a flogging unless it contains an olive's worth of flesh, of meat. V'kulam itstarfim l'kezayis. The Rambam says they all combine to make up the olive's worth. In other words, if you have a little bit of each one of them, and each one doesn't have an olive's worth, but combined they do, you would be liable. Achal eiv shalom min hasheretz achashemeis ein aloka atchiyibo kadasha. If a person eats a complete limb of a creeping thing after its death, he is liable to a flogging if it is the size of a lentil. Halacha test, paragraph 9. Dam shemona shratzim u'psarim mitztarif l'chadasha. V'hu sheyiyah hadam mechubal abasa. The blood and the flesh of the 8 creeping things that were enumerated above combine to make up the size of a lentil to be liable for it, but only if the blood is still in the flesh. V'chein dam hanachash mitztarif l'psara l'kazayis. The same thing would apply to the blood of a snake, that it combines with its flesh to make up the amount of an olive's worth. V'loka olaf, and one would be subject to flogging. Because the flesh of the snake is not considered to be separate from its blood. And even though it does not render the person unclean. That is, the flesh itself does not render one unclean. The same thing would apply to all other creeping things which do not render the person unclean. Nevertheless, they are still forbidden to consume, and the blood and the flesh would combine to make up the olive's worth to make the person liable for flogging. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. Dam shratzim shepara shuchanasa v'achala loka alo b'kazayis. V'hu sheyasubo mishum ochel sheretz. Avim hisubo mishum ochel dam pater. She'en chayavim ela al dam behema chaya v'of. Now, if a person collects the blood of creeping things, which has oozed out, and eats of it, he is liable to a flogging if it amounts to the size of an olive. Now, the Rambam qualifies this by saying that is only if he has been warned against eating a creeping thing. If the warning was merely against eating blood, he would not be liable, since the only blood which the Torah forbids is that of an animal, beast, or bird. And when a person is warned before he commits the crime, which is a necessity in order to get the punishment, he has to be warned for the right and proper prohibition. Halacha Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. Kol hashiurin umachlokosam halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All these minimum amounts and their differentiations are rules given to Moshe at Mount Sinai and were passed down orally. They are not rabbinical rules, but they are biblical. They have the same status as being biblical because they were handed down at Mount Sinai. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Ha'olcha kazayis misharet hamayim lokim in ha-Torah. Shenemar al tishakzu es nafshoseichem b'chol ha-sheretz ha-shoretz al ha-aretz v'lo satamu behem. Whoever eats an olive's worth of a creeping thing of the water is punishable by a flogging based on the Torah. And this is based on the verse in Leviticus which reads, "You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing which creeps, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them." Now this includes, in this negative commandment, creeping things of the earth, winged creeping things, and creeping things of the water. And the Rambam asks, "Ezehu sheretz hamayim, elu habriyas haktanos kemo atoloyim v'haluka shebamayim v'habriyas hagdolos biyosar shehin chayos hayam." What is included, what is meant by a creeping thing of the water? And the Rambam explains, these are small creatures such as sea worms and water leeches, as well as the extraordinarily large creatures, which are the beasts of the sea. Kololo shel davar. Kol she'ena b'tzuras hadagim, lo dag tami v'lo dag tohar kigon, kelov hamayim v'hadulfan v'hatzradeya v'kiyotze behen. The general rule is that whatever does not have the form of a fish, whether clean or unclean, such as seals, dolphins, frogs, and the like, this is included in what the Torah says, a creeping thing of the water. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Elu haminim shenivrayim ba'ashpos uvugufi hanavelos kigon rima v'toleya v'kiyotze behen she'ena nivrayim ezachar nekeva elim in haglolim shehisricho v'kiyotze behen hein hanikroim romeis al ha'aretz. The species which originate in dust heaps and carcasses such as maggots, worms, and the like, and which are born not through the union between male and female, but out of putrefaction of dung and the like, are called creeping thing that moves upon the earth in the book of Leviticus. And one who eats of the olive's worth of these creatures is liable to a flogging, that is stated in the book of Leviticus. Neither shall you defy yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that moves upon the earth. Even though they don't multiply by breeding. On the other hand, all creeping things that creep upon the earth, which is mentioned in the book of Leviticus, refers to such creatures that do procreate by the union of male and female. Halacha Yudala, paragraph 14. Elu haminim hanivrayim baperus ubemacholos im perishu v'yatzel aretz avu pishachazu l'tocha ochel misha ocha mehem kezayis loke shenemer l'chol hasheretz hashoretz al ha'aretz lesser elu shaparshu l'aretz. In the case of such species that originate in fruit and food, the rule is that once they come out and reach the ground, even if they subsequently return inside the food, whoever eats an olive's worth of them is liable to a flogging, as it is stated in the book of Leviticus, all creeping things that creep upon the earth. And this includes those creeping things which come out upon the earth, even though they originated inside a fruit. Avim lo parashu mutalechel hapri v'hatalasha betocho. However, if they did not come out upon the earth, it is permitted to eat the fruit with the worm inside it. Halacha Tezvot, paragraph 15. Now, the foregoing that we said that you could eat the fruit with the worm inside of it if it didn't come out upon the earth is only true of food which became wormy after it had been plucked from the soil. However, if it becomes wormy while still attached to the soil, the worm is forbidden, as though it had crawled out onto the ground, since it had originated upon the ground, and one is liable to a flogging on account of it. In the case of doubt, the worm is likewise forbidden. Therefore, any kind of fruit which has its custom to become wormy, even when they are attached, one should not eat them until their interior is examined, lest there might be a worm inside. If, however, the fruit is kept for 12 months after being plucked, one may eat the fruit without examination, since a worm in fruit cannot survive for 12 months. Halacha Tezayin, paragraph 16. Parsha la'aviv lo naga la'aretz, osha parsha miktsasin la'aretz, osha parsha achasha mesu, osha nimtzeis talas al hagarina mibifnim, osha yotza mitocha ochel latoch ochel acher, kol elu asura misafek, vein lokim aleihem. Now, if the worm comes out into the air, but without touching the ground, or only parts of its body reaches the ground, or if it drops out after its death, or is found on a pip out inside, or comes out of one article of food and enters into another, all these are forbidden on account of the doubt. That is, in the Talmud, these situations are questioned as to whether they constitute coming out on the earth and they would be forbidden, or perhaps not. And because the doubt was not resolved, it is forbidden to partake of it. But since it is only doubtful, v'ein lokim aleihem, one does not get flogging if one violates and eats one of these kinds of worms. Halacha Yudzayin, paragraph 17. Talas hanimtzeis b'mei hadagim u'b'moch shebarosh ha'behema v'hanimtzeis b'basar asura. Worms found in the intestines of fish, or in the brain of an animal, or in the flesh, are forbidden. Aval dag maliach shehislia hare hatalash bo meteres shehem kaper shehislia achas shenekro min haaretz shemut la'achlam kulam ka'achas betalash betocham. On the other hand, if salted fish becomes wormy, the worm within the salty fish is permissible, since such fish are like fruit which had become wormy after being plucked, and which may be eaten together with a worm. V'chein ha'mayim shebekelim shehishritzu hare'osim shratzim muta l'shtosim im ha'mayim shenemar kola shalos snapi v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yamim uv'ncholim osim tochelu klomar b'mayim uv'yamim uv'ncholim hu sh'ata ochel eshe yeshlo v'einata ochel eshe einlo aval b'kelim b'ein sheyeshlo b'ein sheinlo mutar. Now the same thing would apply to water in vessels which generate creeping things and which may be drunk together with the creeping things, because the Torah says in Leviticus, whatever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, them you shall eat. Meaning, that in the waters, in the seas and the rivers, you may eat creatures which have fins and scales, and may not eat those which do not have fins and scales. In a utensil, however, whether they do have fins and scales, or whether they don't have, it is permitted to eat them, since they originate in the vessel, in the utensil, and not in the water. Halacha Yudches, paragraph 18. Sheretz ha'mayim shnivra b'boros u'vashichin u'v'moros hol v'einam mayim novim v'arehem matzurim harehem k'mayim shebekelim u'mutar. Now, creeping things of the water which originate in pits, ditches, and caves, since these waters are not flowing, but are contained, they are like waters in vessels, like water in a utensil, and the creeping things in them are permitted. V'shocha v'shosa v'einam nimna v'afal pisha b'leya b'shashtiya ma'os ma'shratzim hadakim. One may bend down and drink, and need not restrain himself, even though in drinking he may swallow some of these minute creeping things. Halacha Yutes, paragraph 19. The Rambam qualifies the above statement. When does the foregoing apply when these creatures did not separate themselves from the place in which they were created? However, if the creeping things separated itself, even though they subsequently returned to the vessel or to the pit, it is forbidden to eat them. If it separated itself to the walls of the barrel, and then it subsequently fell back into the water or into the beer, it is permissible. Likewise, if it separated itself into the walls of the pit or the cave, and then it returned to the water, it is still permissible. Halacha Chav, paragraph 20. If a person strains wine, vinegar, or beer, and swallows the gnats, mosquitoes, or worms which he had strained out, he is liable to a flogging on account of the law that says one may not eat creeping things of the water, or it is included in the prohibition of creeping winged things, even if he restores them to the vessel after straining them, because once they had left their place of origin, it is forbidden, even if they return. However, if he does not strain them, he may drink the liquid without hesitation, as we've just explained in the earlier paragraph. Halacha Chafalo, paragraph 21. Ze shamarna beperik ze ha'ochel kezayis, kishaochel kezayis mebirya gdola, o shatzeref miat mebirya zu, shabemina, achiyochel kezayis. When we said throughout this chapter that the amount necessary to be subject to a flogging is the amount, the equivalent of an olive, that is when he ate an olive of a large creature, or he took a little bit of one creature and combined it with a little bit of another creature of the same kind until it made up the size of an olive, and then he eats it. Aval ha'ochel birya tmei b'fnei atzma kula hariz alokim in ha'torah, afilo ha'isa b'chusa min ha'chardol, bein sh'ochel mesa, bein sh'ochel chaya, v'afilo sarcha har birya, v'nishtanis tzirasa, hol v'achala kula lokim. However, if one eats an unclean creature in its entirety, one is subject to the biblical flogging, and even if it was less than the size of a mustard seed, whether he eats it after it dies, whether he eats it alive, and even if it decomposes and its whole shape changes, he is still liable to a flogging since he ate the entire thing. When you eat a creature in its entirety, it makes no difference what the size is, and it makes no difference what shape it is. As long as it's the entire thing, you get the flogging, and that is based on the Torah. Halacha Chav Beis, paragraph 22. Nemola shechasra afilo achas miragleha eino loka aleha. Elo bekazayis. If an ant loses one of its legs, and one eats it, one does not get biblical flogging, unless he eats an olive's worth of that creature. Therefore, if one eats an entire fly or an entire gnat, whether it's dead or alive, he is subject to flogging because it's the winged creeping creature. Halacha Chav Gimel, paragraph 23. Harei shehayisa habiri misheret ta'of u'misheret ta'mayim u'misheret ta'aretz kigon shehayu lo knafayim v'him alechas ala aretz kishar shratim v'hayisa rave b'mayim v'achala loka shalosh malkios. If a creature possesses the characteristics of a winged creeping thing, a creeping thing of the water, and a creeping thing of the earth, all together, for example, if it had wings and walks on the ground like all creeping things and breeds in the water, and then a person eats it, he is liable to a triple flogging. If in addition it is one of the creatures that originates in fruit, he is liable to a fourfold flogging. And if it's one of the species that multiply and are fruitful and procreate through the natural union of male and female, then there are five cases of flogging. Yeser al hayosim misheret ta'of, loka ole ha'sheish malkios, mishum of tamei, mishum sheret ta'of, mishum sheret ta'aretz, mishum sheret ta'mayim, mishum romeis al ha'aretz, mishum talas ha'peros, bein sh'achol ha'kula, bein sh'achol mimeno kezayis. Now, if in addition to its belonging to the species of winged creeping things, that it also belongs to the class of unclean fowl, he is liable to a sixfold flogging, namely for unclean fowl, for a winged creeping things, for a creeping things of the earth, creeping things in the water, for that which moves upon the earth, and for a worm in fruit, whether he eats it whole, or whether he eats an olive's worth of it. Lefichach, ha'ocha namola ha'parachas ha'gdela b'mayim loka chamish malkios. If one eats, therefore, a flying ant which breeds in water, he is liable to a fivefold flogging, because it has all of these different characteristics, and therefore subject to flogging on the basis of different and varied prohibitions of the Torah. Halacha Chavdal, paragraph 24, and the final halacha of this chapter. Risik nemolim behaver achas shleima v'tzerful la'elu shenasrasku v'nasa ha'kol kezayis v'acholo lo kesheish malkios. Chamish mishum ha'nemola, ha'achas, v'achas mishum kezayis m'nivlas ha'tmeim. If a person minces some ants and then adds to that which has been minced a whole ant, so that the total constitutes an olive's worth, and then eats the mixture, he is liable to a sixfold flogging. Five of the floggings are for eating the whole ant, which we learned before would constitute five different prohibitions, but he's also liable to an additional flogging, the sixth one, for eating an olive's worth of the carcass of unclean creatures, because altogether it makes up a kezayis, an olive's worth. And with this, the Rambam concludes Perek Sheni Mehilchos Machalos Asuros, the second chapter of the laws concerning forbidden foods.